when I speak, his voice is heard through me. And when I speak, the mountains, they start moving. For when I speak, they are cast into the sea.
To share something for a long time. Well, I'm glad we talked about changing our mind and renewing the way we think. But I mentioned when I was here the last time that I had just seen a movie and read a book called The Secret.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. And since then I've been in so many groups of Christians, a lot of kingdom folks and a lot of third day, I guess you call them. And I'm hearing mostly negative reports about this. And I am so thankful, Ray, that I know the word.
Amen.
I know the word when I hear it.
Yes.
No matter where it comes from. I know the word when I hear it.
Amen.
And I'm also thankful that since I've been 11 years old, I've studied Scripture. And the Lord taught me many years ago, He said, listen for my voice. Mm-hmm. And listen for my voice in everyone you meet.
Amen.
Listen for my voice in the circumstances that are raised up in your life.
Yes.
And most of all, he said, when you read or listen to something, always look for truth.
Amen.
And if you do that, you'll find truth everywhere.
Yes, you will.
And so I have not been fearful Since I was a young man, about reading anything, hearing anything, reading anything that might come from Buddha or Krishna or, you know, you name it, I have found truth everywhere.
Amen.
And one of the biggest problems, as you're raised with a Christian mindset, one of the biggest problems is your belief that only Christians have the truth. That's a big problem. And you think not only Christians have the truth, you don't think they all do. You just think your particular denomination has the truth. And so, my God, you know, let alone don't dare read anything from Buddhism or Hinduism or Taoism, but you, not only that, but you don't even go to different denominations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fellowship with other Christians because they don't believe like you do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first sat down and I watched this movie, The Secret, I was overwhelmed because what I realized as I watched it and I listened to what they were saying, I realized that I had been living this way for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that all they were saying is that how you think and what you speak creates for you the life that you're living today.
Amen. Amen.
Now, they don't say it in religious terms. In fact, they talk about the universe. And they talk about the source.
Yeah.
But you know, when I hear people talk that way, I just change the terminology.
Amen.
And when they say source has everything you need, I change that terminology and I say spirit has everything
Amen.
I need.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
And so I began to really look into the scriptures because I knew what I was hearing was spiritual, but yet I was in a meeting last year and there was four other preachers there and they began to talk about The Secret. How that it was deceiving. It was teaching people how to live from their soul life. And then I went to a Christian bookstore later on and I found a book there that was written about how The Secret is a deception. Now this is why Christians never advance. Because they oppose everything it's not wrapped in the correct terminology.
All right.
We sang a song last night. I'm raising up in my house again. I'm bringing salvation without sin.
Amen.
I'm tearing down that carnal man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm raising up in a voice you've never heard.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 1982... when I began to speak publicly, from the very first time I spoke, I was called a New Age teacher. And I, at that time, I had no clue what New Age was. And this went on, well, it's still going on today. But for I don't know how long it took, but everybody said to me, you're mixing New Age theology with kingdom principles. And so probably 4 years ago, I was one of the most sought-after speakers in the kingdom groups. Not so today. Because I embrace truth.
Amen.
Whether it comes out of kingdom ministers or whether it comes out of New Age
Amen.
Teachers.
Amen.
Because I want the truth.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, I didn't find it in kingdom teaching. Oh, I found a lot of, you know, I've been helped in every group and every denomination I've been in. And I realized that I needed that experience, and people today need that experience.
Yes, they do.
But you cannot really experience kingdom living when you are fearful.
Amen.
No, you can't.
You can't do it.
That's right.
That's right. I was thankful when Ray mentioned this morning, Romans 12:1, about being renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
The only problem that we have, and I'm including myself, is we are unbelievers.
That's right.
We believe a lot of things, But most of the things, even that Jesus taught, we don't really believe. And when we hear somebody else teaching the things that he taught without the terminology, we say it's deception.
All right.
Because they're not saying it in our language. They're not speaking about God or Jesus. They're calling, you know, they're speaking about the source. Well, my God, man, what is the source? The source, God, has everything that we could ever need. The most glorious, wonderful, magnificent essence of all that he is in us.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So tell me, what's wrong with becoming prosperous?
Amen.
The reason most of us are not prosperous is we still have that poverty mentality. And we still think that there's something godly about being in poverty or being sick, or we have this concept that to be godly, we better suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus never taught suffering.
No, he didn't.
He said this. I wrote out several scriptures here. He said in John 10:10, it's the thief that comes to kill, to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
To kill, to steal, and destroy.
That's right.
Yet Christians all over the world today teach that God will put cancer on you to teach you something. And then I could ask you, well, who is this thief that kills, steals, and destroys? Well, in Pentecost, I learned it was the devil.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know very much about the devil till I was in Pentecostal circles. And they taught me the power of the devil. In fact, I learned in Pentecost that the devil was much more powerful than God. Because he'll steal your children. He'll harass you every day of your life. And if you don't walk a straight and narrow way, if you don't bring your body into subjection and you don't, you know, if you just miss God a little bit, that devil's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I discovered who the enemy really was. There wasn't anybody outside of me.
That's right.
It was the mind.
All right. Uh-huh. It's a big lie. That's one of the lies.
That whole teaching about the devil and the power and the ability that he has, it's all fables.
Yes.
Of course it is.
And if it was ever true, the New Testament nullifies his power anyway.
Right.
Don't you know Paul says that we have been delivered from the power of darkness?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been translated into the kingdom of his Son.
All right. Yes.
How could the devil have any power over you if you believe that?
Yes.
That's why I say, see, we're a bunch of believing unbelievers. It's the thief that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
Yes, yes.
So you hear some teaching like The Secret, right away that religious mind, more than anything, comes in and tries to steal that and rob you from that truth because it's not wrapped in Christian doctrine.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the most powerful things that I've ever read or seen in my life. Because it tells me, like I say, Carol and I have been living this way for years, but it clarified some things for me. And helped me understand even more how to live in the kingdom of God. One of the things I experienced from watching The Secret, I've really been before the Lord about this. And he reminded me of one of the things I've said for years that's kept me in bondage. He said, you go back and listen to your tapes. And several times, even up until 3 or 4 months ago, I've said, made this statement. The Lord always supplies our needs. But Carol and I, we always have just enough.
Mm-hmm.
I have said that for years. And I've never been, you know, I'm satisfied because we have everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said, the Lord supplies, but sometimes it's the last minute. You've heard me say, those of you that have listened to me, that sometimes our rent is due before I ever even see any of it come in. And the Lord said, You've been robbing yourself because that's a belief. It's a wrong belief. It's not a bad belief.
Right.
But you're confessing something that has become your reality.
Yeah.
All right, Gary. Yeah.
And so I told Carol, this has only been a month ago, I told Carol, I said, you will never hear me say again, we have just enough.
Amen.
Because I believe that we have an abundance.
Yeah.
I believe, I'm serious. I'm tell you I'm serious.
Amen.
When we have the source of all that is available to us.
All right.
And you know what? Last month, for the first time in years, we had a good surplus in our bank account.
Amen.
Never happened before.
Amen.
So don't tell me that that's devilish. See, we've been talking about, you know, taking the kingdom and walking in the kingdom. We can't do that as unbelievers.
That's right.
And one of the things... You know, I have a friend that just sent me a writing of his, and he has a book, and he called it The Supercomputer. And it's written very much like The Secret. And he likens God to a computer. Of course, its terminology is just, you know, an illustration. He's using it as a parable. But whatever you put into a computer, you get out of it. And listen, there is absolutely nothing that you can ask God for that you can't have.
I believe that.
One of the reasons I know that, because since I've been 11 years old, my heart has cried out, God, I want to be like Jesus. I want to have that love that he has. I want to experience the compassion that you have for the world. I cried that for years, Ray. I want to know the love of God.
Yes.
Well, I do know it today. But I'll tell you, whatever you desire, Jesus said, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it.
Yes, he did.
We don't believe that.
Right.
We ask for all kinds of things, hoping that we get it. But see, this is one of the things The Secret teaches you, that you cannot ask for something that you can't receive. The only qualifier is that you believe it.
Amen.
And then I discovered what it, you know, I really discovered what is unbelief.
Yeah.
Because I knew that, I know for years I've had that problem of unbelief. I didn't want it, but I'd ask God for something and long come the doubt. So listen, this is for me, this is new. I've been seeking God, how do I deal with the doubt? Because as a human, although I know all things are possible with you, when I ask you for something, there's just something in me that I start thinking about all the ways it's impossible for it to come. And here's what he said to me. The way you deal with doubt is to don't think about it.
Amen. Amen.
Don't think about it.
That's right.
When you ask me for something, you believe that it's on the way.
Amen.
And every time a thought comes to you, that's not doubt. Your thoughts are not doubt. The doubt is when you receive the thought and you begin to think about it.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have a heart that can do nothing but believe God. You can. I mean, it's this. It's the thief that will come to you and rob and steal and kill and destroy for you. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. And what? Have it more abundantly.
Yes, yes.
Do you think walking around with this foot is abundant life? I don't.
Amen.
Do you think, you know, I have been pretty much a physical wreck since a youth. That hasn't been abundance. But somewhere in my thinking, years ago, I began to believe that I needed to suffer for godliness.
Oh yeah.
That somehow my sickness and whatever happened to me was what drove me to God.
Yeah.
I don't believe that anymore. Because I'll tell you what, If you have a hunger for God, it's because He put it there.
It sure is, Gary.
Yes, your sickness don't drive you to God.
No, sir.
It sure don't.
It's the hunger that He puts in your heart.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
See, I understand now what the abundant life is. It's to be happy.
All right.
And having a lot of money don't make you happy. But if you're happy, a lot of money will make you happy. Do you know why? Because you can establish godly principles on this earth.
Yes, yes.
I made a statement last night, and I don't know, some might be offended, but I said, God is not in control of this earth. He gets blamed for being in control. People used to ask me, and I didn't have an answer years ago. They used to ask me, if God is love, like you say. Now, I've always preached the God of love because that's what I experienced, even as a young believer. I experienced the love of God. If God is love like you say, how come all the starving babies all over the world? How come we see these videos of these starving children? How come, babies get, or young girls get raped? How come all of this chaos in the world? I didn't have an answer. I have an answer today. We have that circumstance in the world because we as kingdom people have not done anything about it.
That's
true.
Amen.
And we've even believed that we can't do anything about it. What can I do? I'm just one person. Have you ever felt that way? God's people today, right today, could wipe out poverty. Could feed all the still starving children in the world. Instead, they build multi-million dollar buildings and all kinds of other things. You see, God isn't responsible for all the sickness and all the stuff that goes on in this world. It's the church. It's His people who don't really... All we've heard this weekend is, we are His body. We've heard it for years. We are His temple. If that is really true, then there is nothing that we cannot do.
I believe that, Gary.
I used to say for years when I was so caught up as a Christian in all kinds of ungodly things and habits, I said this for years, I can't do it. If God doesn't do it, it'll never get done. And I thoroughly believe that. But I didn't have any teaching like The Secret, or I didn't know any of that stuff. God came to me and taught me how to believe. He taught me that, Gary, it does not matter your condition. It doesn't matter how caught up into sin and rebellion. Nothing matters except your hunger and your thirst for me. And if you will continue to seek me in your daily life, there will come a day when you will come out of all of that stuff.
Amen. Amen.
And it wasn't done by effort. Smoking, I know some of you heard this, but smoking was a big thing for me because I was in Pentecostal Holiness churches and some of them would send me to hell for smoking. And for 13 years, I begged God. Literally begged Him and would cry and ask Him to take that from me. And I'd even have people, I was always a prayer and always liked to pray for people. And I had prayed for people to be delivered from smoking that was delivered. And yet I wasn't.
Oh yeah.
Smoking was only one thing. I had many things. 13, and I couldn't. I would try. But I didn't want. I didn't. You know, some of you have been there where you want, but you don't want. And when I learned, God came to me and He said, "You speak what I tell you." And I didn't get it out of a book. He said, "I say that you're forgiven. I say that you're whole.
Hallelujah.
I say that you're complete.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying?
Hallelujah.
You're saying I'm a smoker. You're saying I'm hung up in lustful things. You're saying all of this stuff. That's not what I say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I can remember like it was yesterday. When God began to talk to me like that, I went to my room at night and I'd spend maybe 2 hours in my room and I would just begin to thank God for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
I was so thankful to know that God was not holding, He was not looking at my inability to be able to stop smoking or anything else. He was looking at the Christ within me. And He was ministering to that. Until one day, that seed in me began to grow.
Amen.
And I'll never forget, July 11th, 1982, I awoke a new man. After years, 13 years of struggle. I'll never forget, I woke up and I just knew I'd never have to smoke again. I didn't have the withdrawals that I'd had, you know, when I tried to quit, nothing.
Thank God.
And that's why, you know, it's hurtful to me when I hear something like The Secret, and it's coming out, it's coming out of the New Age movement. The New Age movement, I've said this for years, and it's got me barred from most churches that I used to go to. They've got more truth than you do.
Right. Amen.
And they may not be living it. I know a lot of preachers that preach what we do, and they ain't living it either.
Right.
We've got some of the most notable reconciliation ministers that the world has ever known alive today. And they're not reconcilers.
That's right.
They're dividers and they tear down the brothers.
Yep. Right.
And they gossip about them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't believe right.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in John 15, "Abide in me and I in you." We all know these verses. "As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except that abide in the vine." Oh, I tell you, I used to cry and I'd say, "God, how can I do that? I know that's the answer. How can I abide in you? How can I do that?" Because I knew that if I abided in Him, I wouldn't have a problem. Well, today I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to abide in the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And you have to learn to reject everything negative that comes in your mind and refuse to dwell on it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The doctors a few years ago pronounced cancer on me. And I'll tell you the truth. I had not one little iota bit of fear.
Amen.
Nothing. In fact, I told Stacy and Pam Wood were at our home when that, and I told them, "Please, don't breathe a word of this to anybody. Because I don't want 10,000 Christians all across the country believing that I have cancer. I don't need that."
Amen. Amen.
And you wouldn't know about my foot if I didn't have a cast on it.
Amen.
And I came out of that, and I'll come out of this.
Amen.
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 Yes, you will, Gary.
Yes.
Yes, you will, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. "He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, is cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done."
Yes.
No qualifiers on that.
Amen. Amen.
You see, if you abide in the mind of Christ, you can have anything. And again, these preachers that were in this meeting that was talking about The Secret, they said, "Well, that's just causing people to go after materialism." And I said to them, "Listen, if people want to go after materialism, they need to do that. You don't need to suppress what is in your heart. You know what? Suppressing what is in your heart, you will never get over it."
That is the truth, Gary.
If your heart is burning for riches and wealth, you need to get it to find out that's not what you need.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you never get it and you always suppress it, you may never get the help you need.
That's right.
So I tell people all the time, do what is in your heart to do.
Amen.
Absolutely.
People say, "You teach reconciliation. Don't you realize that when you teach that, people just go out and live any way they want to?" I said, "Good." At least they're being honest.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And you'll find out all of those things that you may be suppressing. When you really get out there and get so-called free, you'll find out that you're going to sow what you reap. And you're going to find out perhaps the wealth that you seek after or whatever it is, that is not happiness.
Amen.
I can be happy living in a tent on the riverbank. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Amen.
I can lay in a hospital, which I've done, with the doctors, you know, telling me that I may not live, and I'm joking with the nurses. See, that's not human. That's not a human life.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And we've been told for 2,000 years, you have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't believed it.
Right.
It's time to believe it.
Yeah.
If you wait to experience it, you'll never experience it. There's even a place, I believe, in Hebrews that says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really understand that your source is God, and He's there to meet every need that you have.
Hallelujah.
To abide in the mind of Christ is to cast down again every negative thought. And you say, boy, that's hard. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you practice?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you practice.
That's right.
You know, Paul told Timothy, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little.
Yeah.
But godly exercise profiteth much.
Yes, sir.
And one day I realized that what he was saying is exercise your spirit.
Mm. Oh, hallelujah.
And I'll tell you what. Your spirit is connected to your mouth.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And you exercise your spirit by speaking what you know to be the truth rather than what you experience.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You say, ooh, that's the old word of faith doctrine. Hallelujah. Well, they had some truth. You'll never gain anything by speaking negative. Jesus said, ask whatever you will, it shall be done.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Just abide in the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
It sounds so impossible, but it isn't. It isn't. It becomes so easy to reject everything negative. We talked about this weekend about not knowing any man after the flesh. That's not hard once you operate in the mind of Christ, because you realize the mind of Christ does not take into account the flesh.
Amen.
The mind of Christ only centers in on one thing. You have a spirit. Not only you have a spirit, you are a spiritual being.
Absolutely.
Right. Amen.
Absolutely.
And Ray mentioned, I think it was Ray said, the scriptures say that when a man dies, his spirit returns to God. Well, we didn't really know what that was. But that's who we are. We are a spiritual being. And as a spiritual being, we begin to learn to speak spiritual talk.
That's true. Amen.
And in spiritual talk, you will not find negativity.
Right.
You will not find a condemning word coming out of the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You'll find correction, but you'll never find guilt and condemnation coming out of the mind of Christ.
Sir. No, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
No, sir.
Even when the woman was brought to him in adultery, he didn't condemn her.
Mm-hmm.
Caught in the act. Ephesians 4 and verse 24 says, put on the new man, which according to God is created in righteousness and holiness. Wherefore, now this is how you put on the new man. Put away lying and speak every man truth with his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
What is the truth? Whatever God says, whatever your mind tells you is not the truth. And how many of us, all of our lives, speak more about the untruth than we do the truth?
That's right.
We get sick, and my God, we're like a bunch of crybabies.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth is, you're not sick. It's like we shared, It's a fact. But a spiritual being cannot possibly be sick.
Amen.
And the more we speak that, and the more that gets integrated into our consciousness,
oh, yes.
That is the only way that this body is ever going to put on immortality.
Amen.
You're not going to put on immortality by telling everybody how sick you are and how bad you feel and how you can never pay your bills and things never go right for you.
Right.
That's why they don't. But you'll find out when things don't go right for you, if you speak the truth, they'll soon turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 4 and 20. My son, attend to my words.
Oh, yeah.
See, we've always, as church people, we always attend to the preacher's word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or we try to fashion our lives, you know, in an outward way according to what the scriptures say. But he says, attend to my words.
Mm-hmm.
Attend to what God speaks to you. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a forward mouth and perverse lips. How much do we talk about other people? You think the mind of Christ ever gossips about people? Never does. When I hear things about somebody, I don't know if they're true or not. I really don't know. Neither do you.
Amen.
But yet we'll go spread what we heard about somebody else. I've told this story, but some of you haven't heard it. Preachers and people have done everything to try to destroy our ministry. We had a lady called Stacy Wood a couple years ago and said, Stacy, have you heard about Gary and Carol? What they just did? Stacy said, no, I haven't heard it. Now this lady, here's what she said. I heard that they went to a New Age conference in Seattle, Washington, and everybody took off their clothes and laid on the floor naked and meditated. Now, a story like that, how fast do you think that spreads? Somebody could have said, God, Gary is the most godly man I know. That wouldn't have went anywhere. But see, we got, it's the mind. It's not some devil outside of us that's the problem. It's the mind. Now, I'll tell you something else. If I know something true about you, I won't spread it.
Amen.
There are circumstances or conditions sometimes when you have to deal with issues, but you don't spread it all over the world.
Amen.
I had a situation just recently when I had to deal with another minister that I found that was not what he was supposed to be. But the world don't know about it. Put away the forward mouth. Jesus said, this is the verse that made Kenneth Hagin. He built a ministry on this. Mark 11:22. Jesus said, have faith in God. For I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You see, the doubt comes to the mind. It never gets to the heart until you dwell on it.
Right.
And when you begin to dwell on it, then it gets in your heart.
Right. Amen.
So he said, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, cast into the sea, do not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. See, this was just after he cursed the fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
And they questioned him, how can that be? This is what he answered them. If you believe it, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
People say, oh, we shouldn't pray for money. Well, I don't pray for money. But you can have whatever you want.
That's right.
You know, and it's not a matter of praying, it's a matter of intent, a matter of your heart. If you desire something, that's asking. Mm-hmm. I don't think you even have to verbalize it.
Amen. Amen.
Whoever believes and does not doubt in his heart can have anything that he wants.
Amen.
That's a blank check.
Yes.
And like I said, Carol and I have lived these principles for a year. It's becoming more clear today. And it's being fine-tuned. But for years, I mean, God has told us on two or three different occasions to get rid of everything and to move to another state where we didn't know anybody. We've been in Winston-Salem, North Carolina now for about 6 years. We lived in Seattle, Washington. We had a publishing deal out there where we published books and tapes and everything. And God said, I want you to move to North Carolina. We didn't have the money. We didn't have the resources. But we said, okay, we'll do it. And never one time asked God for the money.
Amen.
Never prayed about it. Never sent out mailings to our mailing list, telling them that we were moving and pray about, you know, helping us get there. See, when God speaks, all you have to do is say okay.
Right, amen.
That's all you have to do is say okay.
Amen.
And then don't try to make it happen.
That's right.
Because there's also timing involved.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay.
And when you try to make it happen, you'll miss the timing.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, it's the most wonderful life.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is the most wonderful life.
Yes.
Having faith is to stay focused. This is what the secret teaches you. Having faith is to stay focused on the truth of your being. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, I am a manifestation of God on this earth. And as God on this earth, or Son of God, or a manifestation of God, however you want to say it, I have complete authority over my life. Now, I don't have any authority over your life.
Right.
The only thing that God never gave us authority over was one another.
That's right. It. Amen.
He gave us authority over the heavens, over the over the cattle, over the birds, over the fish, over the land. You have authority.
Yes, sir.
And the land that God is interested in is this land.
Amen.
And the land that we are to possess, the land that God is concerned about is this land.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And so when he says possess the land, that's the only way, friends, that you'll ever put on immortality.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't possess this land, you're going to the grave.
That's right.
And, you know, that sounds like a hard task, but when you realize who you are and what you've been given, then you begin to take authority and you begin to have faith and don't receive the doubt.
Amen.
Oh, sure, it'll come at you. But if you don't dwell on it, it can't get in your heart.
That's right.
And he said, if you don't doubt in your heart, you can have anything that you ask for. If you believe, you receive. They used to say in the Word of Faith, if you believe, you receive. If you doubt, do without. That's the truth.
I'm a believer.
Jesus said, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And even greater works. I love what you said last night. I was not sent here to do his works.
That's right.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Don't try to do his works. Just do what you hear the Father. That's what he meant by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll do just the works that I did. Well, what did I do? I listened to my Father and did what he said.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've said to people for a couple of years now, I can raise the dead. You can do anything that Jesus did. The only qualifier is you have to hear him tell you to do it.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Not because he did it.
No. And see, that's where the Word of Faith missed it, because they would try to teach you to go out and heal the folks. And they'd say, Kenneth Hagin used to say, if you pray for enough people, eventually one will be healed.
Pretty good philosophy, huh?
I saw one of the leading faith ministers on TV one night have a bunch of wheelchairs lined up. And this was on television. I'll tell you what, it was a disgrace. He pulled people out of the wheelchairs, and they fell on the floor flopping around, and he'd tell them, get up in the name of Jesus. Not a one of them got up. See, that's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Believing on me, really what he said, believe in me. And when he said believe in me, he wasn't talking about the man of Galilee. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Believe in me. Believe that what I do, the life that I live, right, you can live also.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the gospel's been hid for 2,000 years. The gospel we've been given is the gospel to be saved from hell to go to heaven. That's the gospel we've been given. You tell me, what did we ever need to be saved from? Only one thing.
Absolutely.
Amen.
It's the only thing we've ever needed saved from.
Yes, sir.
We have never, for one instant, ever have we been separated or alienated from God, except in our minds. I wrote a series of books, as some of you know, back in about 1998. I called Coming Out of Darkness, based on Ephesians 4:11, where Paul told them, don't be like the Gentiles, having your mind darkened, being alienated from the life of God due to the ignorance that is in them.
Yes.
That's been the Christian church for 2,000 years.
Yes, sir.
Being alienated from the life of God. Not in reality, only in their mind.
Right. Amen.
And you know, you try to tell Christians today, you've never been. God has never been upset with you. God has never been angry with you. Never.
Of course not.
Because he doesn't. You see, if he teaches you don't look at men after the flesh, do you think he does? God sees one thing. He sees who you were when you were created, when you were brought forth.
Yes, sir.
That's all what right, he sees.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? That's the only thing that brought me out of a life of sin and bondage, is because that's how he ministered to me. I don't look at you. I look deep on the inside of you. And I see the seed that I've placed within you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will minister to that seed. I will nourish that seed. Until that seed in you begins to grow.
Yes.
And that will take care of all of the issues,
yes,
in your life.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And that seed is still growing. Luke 11, 9-13. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. And he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Boy, God has reminded me of that verse so much. In fact, when I was, all the years that I was searching, that verse came to me many times. You're asking for God, so don't think I'll give you anything else. So when I began to be accused of being a New Age teacher, I decided to, I'm going to find out what New Age is. And so I began to listen to people like Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra. And I'll tell you what, I was absolutely amazed at what I was hearing. They didn't talk about Jesus. Well, Wayne Dyer does somewhat, but you know, mainly it's not religious terminology. But the most practical issues of how to deal with your life.
Yes.
And the most practical issues on being a person who walks in love and forgiveness. Yes. I never heard it in the church.
Yes.
I heard it from the New Age people.
Uh-huh.
So when I began to hear it, then I understood why the Christians were calling me New Age, because I was teaching this stuff before I ever knew it was New Age. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it is.
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. So I really believe the secret to abundant living is to ask. And there is no godliness in poverty and sickness and disease.
Amen.
Like I said last night, you know, we try to tell the world about God and look at us. We're all dying and we're all sick and we're all messed up. Oh, but that's changing. I tell you what, there's a corporate man rising on the face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
That are doing nothing but believing God, learning how to deal with the negativity in the mind, learning how to put underneath their feet every negative thought, every negative influence.
Yes.
Do you know when you even are around somebody that's talking negative all the time and you begin to think about that and you begin to feel sorry for them, you draw that right to yourself.
Right.
You see, the secret teaches you that you're a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Because whatever you think about, you draw to you. Jesus said it this way, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
And whatever you believe in your heart and you speak with your mouth is a magnet that draws to you what you think and what you speak.
It is a fact.
Yes.
That's why the scriptures say, guard your heart with all diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you allow into your heart is a gateway into the spiritual world. And if you allow all these doubts and fears and you let people scare you and make you be fearful. And I had a lady call me one day. And I knew her really well, mostly by correspondence, because she didn't live near me. But she says, Gary, I want you to take me off your mailing list. And this is when most of the kingdom ministries begin to come against my teaching the way I teach. And she said, you know, I just love God and I'm afraid of being deceived. And she said, she named this particular person who's been on a kind of a... kind of a campaign to get people to stop listening to me. She said, I just don't want to be deceived, so I just want you to take me off your mailing list. And I said, well, see, I knew her. So I said to her, you know, you have said to me, my teachings and my writings have helped you more than years and years of religious teaching and training. You've told me that my teaching has set you free from bondages, that listening to me has changed your life dramatically, and now you're going to let somebody tell you that's deception and believe it because they're a well-known, big-name preacher? But I'll tell you, folks, we've all been there.
Yeah.
So the first thing I teach people or try to help people understand when they're searching for more of God is get out of that fear tactic. Get out of that fear thing.
Absolutely.
You don't have to receive everything you read.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what. I could take some of the teachings of Buddha and quote Buddha and never tell you where I got it. Just quote what he said. You'd think it was the most spiritual thing you ever heard. But as soon as I say that came from Buddha, everybody's afraid of it. Because you see, the church, this has been the biggest tactic of the church, is to teach you to fear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they can keep you in the bondage.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most people don't know this even today. The Catholic Church ruled the known world for 1,000 years.
Right, sure did.
They killed, they butchered, they drowned in water, everything and everyone they caught coming against the Catholic doctrine. Now don't you think that some of that thinking didn't get in our scriptures?
Right.
That wasn't in Gary.
One of the biggest things that they teach you in Pentecost, in the latter days, perilous times shall come. People, you know, teaching and doctrines of devils. That's what, you know, the people are warning against me. That's the scripture they use all the time. False apostles. They don't realize that those scriptures were dealing with 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. The great persecution and the great falling away happened during the 1,000 years of the Catholic reign.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Church of the Living God is not falling away, it's waking up.
Yes. Yes.
And the ones that are waking up are being called all sorts of things. Because they're dropping all of the religious trappings.
Yeah. Yes.
I will say this. Love is the key.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Love is the key to prosperity.
Yes.
It's the key to health.
Yes.
It's the key to the abundant life. And that's why I know, you know, God, I know God put this in my heart. So I don't take any credit for it, but I'm telling you, for years, I would cry and I'd say, God, I want your love.
Yes.
I want your love. I want more than anything in this world. I mean, I used to read the red and I think, where are the people? Why did we only have one man ever display this kind of life? Well, there have been many, but the church will only accept the teachings of Jesus. Yeah. Do you know, if you ever do this, a study of comparative religions, you will really be surprised. You know, in religion of years ago, the story of the virgin birth was not new. It had been told before. Do you know that a man like Jesus, who supposedly was born of a virgin, was crucified, dead, and resurrected, was told before the Jewish story, before Jesus? Now, to me, that doesn't nullify the thing. It just gives more credibility to it.
Amen.
God has been telling this story that it's told in the heavens.
Of course it is.
God has always wanted to inhabit humanity.
Amen.
Yet the church wants to get out of here. The church wants to go to heaven. God wants to come to earth.
Yes, he sure does.
I absolutely enjoy being human.
Amen.
Believe it or not, I don't want to go anywhere.
Amen.
If I had the opportunity to be translated and taken away from here, I'd say, leave me stay. I'm having the time of my life, and I'm seeing lives change all over the world.
Yes.
Because people are hearing a message yes. that sets them free.
Yes, sir.
Why would I want to go anywhere?
Yes, sir.
I want to put on immortality.
Amen. Amen.
And I know there's been hundreds of preachers preach immortality, and every one of them have died. So what?
Amen.
If you believe, you receive. If you doubt, you do without.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's learn to control this devil.
Yes. Yes.
It's the only devil you'll ever have to deal with. When I was in Pentecost, I got in the deliverance ministry, and I'll tell you the truth, I saw devils everywhere. I cast devils out of people that would foam at the mouth and fall on the floor, and I can't find them anymore. I don't know where they went. To me, that is proof of whatever you believe, you will receive. You believe in devils, you'll find them everywhere. But when you believe that they've been dealt with, that you've been taken out of that kingdom and placed in the kingdom of God's Son, you can't find no devils there. And they don't, if there is such a thing, they ain't going to come around you.
That's right.
Look what they said to Jesus. We know who you are.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I tell you, it's fun to become a believer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Is it easy? No. This will be the meanest thing you'll ever have to
deal
with.
Yes, sir.
And what did Paul say to the Philippians? Casting down every thought and imagination.
Yes.
Every negative thought.
Yes.
You cast it down.
Yes.
It's that simple.
Yes, sir.
We've tried everything to live in the kingdom. Why don't we try this a while?
Amen. Amen.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for it.
Why don't we try for a while? Just try to deal with the negativity that comes in your mind.
Yes, sir.
And I know, you know, and I've been there. I was so negative for years as a Christian. I literally said, I'll never change. I used to cry when I go to God and I say, God, I know when you come back, I'll have a cigarette in my hand. I know I will. That's how much faith I had. Until I began to hear the voice.
Amen.
And he began to tell me, that's not who you are.
Right.
That's who you think you are.
Uh-huh.
But I don't look at you how you are in the flesh. Because I know who you are in spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're my son.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
You're clothed with a golden
glory.
Essence.
Yes.
In fact, I've had people tell me that they've seen me in gold. That like a sheet of gold.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people tell me that I've come to them and ministered to them. I had no knowledge of it. You begin to experience things that you only wished were possible. I had a lady call me a few years ago and she was just weeping and she said, Gary, I just ordered one of your videos because I'd never seen you and I just wondered what you looked like. And she said, I ordered one of your videos. And she said, I put that video on, and when it came on, she said, I began to weep. Because she said, I have wondered who was that man that came to me and spoke that word of life to me when I needed it.
Mm.
We all can live this kind of life.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? We all do, but we don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
There's things happen to you that you don't remember.
Right.
But see, the veils are coming off. The moment you begin to deal with the devil,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean when I say devil,
yeah.
right?
My.
The most subtle creature
mm-hmm.
is the mind.
Yes.
So, yes, I like the secret. It really helped clarify for me and make it even clearer how I'm to walk in the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Been doing it for years, but this gave me more clarity and more understanding on how to do it.
Yes.
So, praise God. You know, the church won't teach this stuff, so God's got to raise people up out there that aren't religious and won't use religious terminology. Isn't there a verse somewhere that says that the children of men are wiser than the children of God?
That's right.
Well, I think they're right. So, anyway, I love you guys. It's always a joy to come here. This concludes this message. For additional tape copies or for more information, you may write Sigler Ministries, that's S like Sam, IGLER, P.O. Box 26695, Winston-Salem, North Carolina 27114. Or you may telephone us at area code 336-775-4930. Our web address is www.sigler.org. Our email address is orders@sigler.org. All of our tapes are distributed at no charge as finances permit. These messages may not be sold, but you may duplicate them freely for distribution. Many have asked us where to obtain the beautiful music at the end of our tapes. You may write Linda Musgrove, that's M-U-S-G-R-O-V-E, P.O. Box 111, Cunningham, Texas 75434 for information concerning her music.
True idea.